I will.
For sure.
It's good to see you again. After all this time, you know, I said, gosh, because there's no project going on here for you, it'll be a long time before we see you again. When in the call that you're here. I'm so glad. Yeah? Okay.
Something.
Oh, the keys to the villa.
Oh.
Good. Thank you. I remember it anyhow.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line, I would have brought it back over.
Morton,
I heard you have been up there.
Yes, Morton was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting place. Tom Colonel Harris to be a very interesting man.
Oh, didn't you meet him the time when you were there with him?
No, this is the first time that I've met him.
You met him, yeah, oh yes.
And
he's a very knowledgeable man. I think he's much easier to work with than the Colonel. But I hope you have enough influence that you'll be able to. Are you putting in another project in that area? Are you planning to do another project in the area?
Well, not the way you normally think about a project.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning perhaps a media project.
Yes.
Rather than a physical project.
Yes, yes. Deep.
Why do you say this new colonel is more difficult to work with?
A lot of people, that's my understanding, because I had a group of people from Green Star, and they wanted to put a project in there. And we went in and we spoke with Colonel Harris, then we met the Colonel. But because of the negligence of the new Colonel and other things there, the project was shifted from Moortown to Swift River because they found the administrative people in Swift River more, not really anxious, but more putting in more to get the project ongoing. And that threw us off completely because long after the project had been transferred from there, you found that that's the time that the new colonel was really getting excited about the project and about doing it, because it had already been gone. He had a meeting. He was supposed to have a meeting with Mr. Miller, with the Green Star representatives at Mr. Miller, and which they had told him that he would pay his transportation down and back up. But the meeting had to be there. They spoke at the scene at Moortown, but there were more things to speak about and to get more clarification. And days he didn't turn up, and, you know, I don't even think he had called to see why he didn't turn up. That didn't really very interesting. But when we spoke to the people in the area, and when we spoke to Colonel Harris, he was quite excited and thought it would be a very good thing between the Green Star and the people of Four Town. Never came off. They lost all of that. That was put into that project there. So I phoned him not to be, well, I wouldn't expect him to be like Colonel Harris, because Colonel Harris probably more different person, more educated person, more open section person than Colonel. By hoping that be better this time around, whatever they were going to be up there. And afterward, I heard that the people realized what they had lost out on what would have been derived from the project for them. They were quite upset about planning on changing the colonel. I don't know if they. That is he went there one day and he was in his field. And we sent all into his field because the people would come down to go again. So you were there, got the message, and we were there for about 2.5 hours. We still didn't turn up to his field. And it wasn't that far because the person took the message to the message and came back, so he had to leave. So I didn't think he was a representative of his people. That's right. He may have learned since have more coming out than it does.
Who did he meet with?
At Four Town?
Yes, when he met with Green Star people, which Green Star people?
They were Michael Knott.
Michael Knott, yes.
Some of his associates there.
Was Jack Gill there?
Yes, Jack Gill was there too. Jack Gill came in, not at the same time as Michael.
But also met with Sterling?
No, I don't think he had met with Sterling. Sterling came in afterwards when the project had been shifted to the Swift River area.
That is, Jack Gill never did meet with Colonel Sterling.
No. You know, as I've said before, you know, the time that we had planned to be there with him, I don't think,
And Michael North, did he ever meet with Sterling?
No, I don't think so either.
In other words, they never really succeeded in making a connection with Sterling.
No.
So who had spoken to Sterling on their behalf? Who had tried to set this meeting up?
Well, the meeting was set up by both Henry and some of the representatives that we met in the village when we went there. You know, they're representatives of the village that we met when we went there. Not at the colonel's level, but under the colonel.
Yes.
And they spoke with them at length so that they could relate to the colonel what they were about, you know? Treat it as, I think, as a project that we didn't think that it would be beneficial to them. But even after the project had been shifted, many times they saw me not currently. Some of the members on the board saw me on the plane. I asked them if there's anything else going on, she let them know, and they've been treated differently this time. That's all it's been doing. That's how I learned that they were planning on changing the colonel there.
Well, he wants to accomplish two things for his people, at least as I understood him. One was having to do with hunting rights on the parkland. And the other was getting telephone up to Moortown.
These people weren't just putting in telephone, putting in electricity, solar system, electric plants, and fixing the roads. That were their plans. And getting talents, people with talents in the area, that they would be, well, I guess you know about the project, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yes. There were talents there that they thought was good and could be great demand for the people from Jamaica who have really been away very long and have lost that acres of tennis. Buy a tape when they saw it, because he heard some of the people, some of them were storytellers of very old time stories. Some the same, some had different talents, I thought it would have worked beautiful.
Did you hear some singing while you were up there?
Oh yes. Well, I am normally acquainted with this nice. I mean, he could have pulled over more than we could have.
Jamaica government.
Pardon?
Jamaica government.
Yes.
What does that mean they are?
They work with some ministry.
Uh-huh.
And the ministry is doing this, you know, you've heard about where the river had took behind the bridge and it washed away all this, you know?
Yes.
And they're working with Public Works, which is the ministry of government, to redo all this, you know what I mean? But this is the attitude of them. They think, well, hell, you know, we can do anything, and so does the people, you know?
Right.
You know, I'm from the older school. I'm from many, many years ago when the British was here and when things were different and there were more to work than just what they're doing nowadays. So you find that when they do these sort of things, it's like I'm always expected, unexpected from my motors that I meet on the road, you know. I'm expecting to go around the corner and find someone coming not on his side but on my side, and he's ready to give me an argument over it and though they're wrong, you know. So I'm always expecting the unexpected from them. I just put up at Swift River now. It needs the attention of Great Star as soon as the roads open up, because I haven't been up there because the road is bad, but from what I heard from people who live through the area that I've seen after the flood, it was flooded out. The building almost all the sheet water covered up with sand and silt that the river passed through. But they never said that when he spoke with them. They said that the batteries are built there generating the current for the solar system. from the subject being recharged by the solar. Well, the solar system wasn't damaged because it was on the higher elevation of the roof, but the batteries below were all there. I thought they would have been damaged, but they said they don't think that there would be much damage done to the batteries. Now, cleaned up and start once more. So as soon as the road is open, I'm sure they will come down and open it. And I was suggesting to the people I meet, I said, nice if you all clean out the place when it's available. Take out mud and so on. You don't have to really sort anything because you don't know what to clean it out. You know? And you know, I thought of it, you know, when it was being built, I thought of it because Swift River is an area where when you have very heavy rains, very, very heavy rains, the river will overflow its bank. And the bottom here, that is really the course of the river, has been being utilized by people. You know, not just planting fields, but building homes, you know, and saying, well, or has been several years and the river hasn't been at the site anymore to come back over here, but they don't realize that rivers will reclaim their areas. And that's what they're giving. A lot of them will have to be accepted somewhere else. And this project was down on the lower region, although there are houses and shops on the same elevation, in the same area where the project was put. But I meant to say to them, why not lift it off the ground, bring it up to that height where the top was, and then start it from there. But first of all, do that when they come back, because I wouldn't trust to put it back where it was. I would use the same space that I would now build on top and put on top where the good 5-6 feet up where the water rises that height.
What's happened with Noni Juice?
Oh, it's I still take it, as I said before, I think I get a lot of great feeling of different ailments that I have. And I don't think it's just belief, it's more belief in it to be cured. Because this is a sudden, I had known that you were going to Princeton from earlier yesterday. I would have picked some leaves and cake for one of my uncles who lives here. He has arthritis and rheumatism. He needs that when he uses leaves on it, he gets great relief for days from it. He ties it on, you know, and mostly when he's going to get it lighter, really gets great relief from it. All the medication in the tea only gives him a more quicker and more lasting relief of
Is anything being done with the noni that grows in Port Antonio?
No. The government has not taken up, or no private investors have taken up the channels of it. And you see, noni is sort of a now known worldwide, because you find that it's being developed in the Far East there, where they have been exporting it. I know, because in the States you can pay $85 US for couple of lovely Jews. And he gave a real literature from a lot of medical professors in medical fields that has put their names and their signature to it because of the research they have done and the findings that they have got from it. So it's quite popular there. I would have thought that government or some one would invest would have cultivating it on a large scale and realizing that Duke University has been in their research department, and they would be carrying out research on it and developing a product marketable.
Charge for a taxi ride to Kingston.
It's $130, but it's $100. My customer for the train. Your associates that are coming in, would they be one of the things that they're coming in at different times?
Yes.
And there's some that's going to be coming in tomorrow?
No. They're all coming today.
They'll all be in today. It's just the moving around that the different fairway, you may have more meetings and so forth that they would be needed to be transported to.
Transportation is being handled by the Department of Corrections. And it may be that it's all well in hand.
Just at the back of.
I need to check when I get to the court meeting. And if it's all well in hand, then I think it makes no sense for me to be keeping you here. But if it's not, I'd love to talk to you further at that point. So perhaps when we get to Kingston, you can hang around a little bit.
Have a backup, especially if you're the guest and your associates, because I know and you know that they will give qualification to pick up, and it will be done, and it can be done, and that's when it's being done.
If you were to stay the day and go back tonight, what would that cost?
That's probably another 100 years. It's not in that I can always pick up on a chance first. There, if they haven't got it set up. you need to have a faculty because these things are not here on time and you're being just hanging around. All this area, the river had overflowed its bank, and I would imagine there were water in this area here, let's say 3-4 feet high. Yes. Out of there. All down here, you can see the debris and the silt that had, look at it here. And I'm sure it was high over here. For a very, very long time, we haven't had that sort of a flood. But most of the time, it's caused by negligence. You find that where the rivers, the outlets, were blocked by debris and other things that they were dealing with. So when the heavy rain started, of course the water should have taken. It overflowed its banks in all those areas because it couldn't take because of the different debris that were all tied up there and stopping from getting that water. Government, and he's really putting his two-piece in it there.
Against the decision in what sense? What's he for?
He thinks that legalizing it is going to make it even worse with the uses of it and the selling of it more than because the last time I listened to him, what he's saying is that what is happening now is that because it is the most of the people who uses it, although it has not been passed it to be legalized, they are becoming much more open with it in a way that they're now having it on little stalls at the roadside selling. You know what I mean? Where at first they had to really hide and do this.
But what's his position? Is he against that?
Yes, he's against the use of marijuana because he thinks that there is a result of it being very effective to people who uses it. You know, he's trying to show where a lot of people have been hurt by the use or the abuse, I would say. Instead of saying the use of it, I'd say the abuse of it. That's really his point of it, that if you now legalize it, a lot of people would go through the trouble of really putting themselves out of the way or laying themselves at risk that they could be fined for having it in their possession, but now have a much easier access to it. And that is one of the main points that he has been arguing on the radio. There are other shows that it comes on, but he's always with it. He's never put it down. I mean, there's hardly a morning that he comes on in the morning, he's in the morning on KLAS. He comes on at 6, it's about 9, I think. There are three of them there. There are a lawyer, himself, and sometimes he has some of the politicians, like Colonel Child and so forth.
And is that a station that can be heard all the way through Jamaica?
Oh, yeah. It comes on in the morning. Every morning I listen to some
AM or FM.
It's a 10. It's a 102, I think. It's a FM station. I think it's an FM station.
Would you be on now?
No. I don't think so. I've tried.
Speaking of sort of further, I think that's where we're trying to go on this morning if she's got the camera.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's really an interesting
conversation, the topics are usually sometimes things that they're going to be happening or that is happening that you don't know about. They would bring it up, you know, like these human rights people and all that sort of thing. Different happenings, different actions and happenings that would have taken place. They would bring the subject up and get a view of what the nation thinks about it and what should be done. So it's a good situation, Alex. Very important.
You say there are three people. There's this guy who's against marijuana use. There must be somebody on the show that's for it.
Well, none of them is really. When the subject is being brought up, they'll talk about it. They'll get different representatives from different organizations to put their input into it. You know,
uh-huh.
Their views. They'll have from the Rastafarian sometimes. They'll have from the legal fraternity sometimes, they'll have from the churches sometimes, you know. So everybody's having an opportunity to put their input of what they think, you know.
Yeah.
And then before the program ends, they'll have like half an hour of a talk back show where people will call in who weren't on the show and voice their opinion about what was heard from the different people who is discussing and talking about, you know, that issue.
What's the name of the man?
Who is against it?
Yeah, the guy that's there, who runs the program.
Politician on it, Eastman Douglas is on it, a politician and a lawyer, and Joseph, sometimes they have like Colonel Charles on the station with them in the morning. From politics to anything.
But you don't remember the name of the guy who...
Joseph, I'm telling you the last name. Joseph, in turn station on the morning at 6. You hear it.
Alright.
Joseph, something like that. Co-host for me. And the other people sit in with him in the mornings, like Eastern Douglas. 6 in the morning, some of the mornings with him, Bernard Charles, 6 in sometimes with him, and there are different discussions with different people. But overall, I think that what has been explained to the people of Jamaica, I think that from listening to the show and listening to what it is, I think that it is felt by the majority that it would be best to have it demoralized, you know. But there are still some church organization and there's still some organization that their views of it is that it should not be. But I don't think the majority of the views is saying it should not be. It should not be yet. But most of the things should be demoralized.
What station do you listen to during the day?
I listen to the talk shows where I can get, I like to listen to Monty Perkins.
He comes out at 10:30?
Yes.
Not until 2?
Yeah.
And
Barbara Udon. I like, you know, when you listen to that.
What time is Barbara Udon?
It all comes on at 10:30, but on different stations, you know.
So what do you listen to between 8 and 10:30?
Between 8 and 10:30? Normally, I will stay with the KLAS because they bring in news, day and activities of the days and so forth, you know?
Right. And then what happens at 2 o'clock when you get finished with Perkins?
Well, when I get finished with Perkins, I hardly continue on it there because you find that it's now a musical interlude. And sort of a music that's being played is not... It's a little bit too young for me. I don't think I enjoy the lyrics, the words, or even the beat of it. So sometimes I discard it from there on, you know. I like to listen to the folk songs, so where I learn a lot from them. I hear a lot and I hear something.
What does KLS do at 2 o'clock?
I think they all go to some musical interviews. They all go to different musical interviews at that time in the afternoon. It is. They all do that. But Smutty is all right. And Barbara's with Gardens is all right.
So what station is Smutty on?
Smutty's on KLS.
KLS.
Yes, all right.
What station is Barbara Lucas?
She's on IRS and I think an IRS. But they're about to be talked, so there's one Smith comes on now today. He's a new one. He took over from, we had this lawyer, you remember, Anthony Fortin. You may have heard of her, she's a lawyer. She has gone into politics now, has formed a new party. Gone into politics, so this Derek Smith has taken over her portfolio there, as I made it there. But I like to listen to them. I learn a lot, and I mean, I'm updated with just what is going on that no one else knows. And hear the views of the masses, what they think of me. Rights to be able to buy
And what is this place?
This, you're approaching a Motto Bay.
Motto Bay?
Yes. Motto Bay is near St. Mary, capital of St. Mary, like Portland. Port Antonio is the capital of Portland. And Motto Bay is the capital of St. Mary's. We are in the parish of St. Mary. We're about a couple of miles back there. Just when we came down the hill and we came on the flat. The border of Portland and St. Mary is there. We are now in St. Mary. And this will take us up to where we go. Now into the bordering St. Mary and Kingston. St. Daniel's. You know, St. Daniel's.
And what tells you will we go through along the way?
Well, we're going, this, as I said before, is the capital of St. Mary. St. Mary's a parish that extends going north to the west, going much further down the wall towards the race and inland. Most of this is just going to be small villages that we'll be going through. This is the capital. We won't go to any more very big towns in St. Mary.
So what's the point at the top of the hill?
Top of the hill, by then we'll be in Kingston, we'll be in the bordering into St. Andrew. Once we get to the top of the mountains, you know?
Do you go by way of Junction?
This, we are going to go by way of Junction. Once we leave Motto Bay,
yes,
we're going to turn left and go through Junction up through the mountains. If we were going to Ocherias or Montego Bay, we would continue along the coastline. And then we go from St. Mary into St. Anne's.
Right.
You know, different parishes. Or to make us go through parishes.
They run news
and they will bring you up to date activity for the day, things that are happening, activities for the day, and songs and a lot of reggae songs and so forth.
And none of the stations start talk before 10:30?
No,
none of them start talking before 10:30. And they all stop talking.
2:30. Sometimes at night, now I think at 10 o'clock, you have a talk show going from 10:30 at night. Let's go! Driving on, you come upon them all of a sudden, you know, and when you see them, the braking distance has already been, you couldn't break up really to stop before, you know. So you just have to pick the best way or just going to them. You can't shift sometimes, you know, as a motor.
Like the road from the Romans is pretty important. It's a pretty good road.
Pretty good road, huh? If you're driving a vehicle that has like ear suspension and have most ear suspension on it, it takes me the time I take from Port Antonio to Mortown. I could actually go to Kingston. And my vehicle is high. If you did it in a motor car, hell, you feel it, because I know It's going to boom, 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 boom. Okay. And you believe that the government would pack a little taxpayers' money into maintaining the roads, but you know, they only think of those roads whenever it's election time coming around and they want to win the confidence of the people who live here, so they start to fix a little here, fix a little there. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. But you see, more town is not really being looked after by the government. It's an area where the British had given that area to the rooms who had helped them during the fight of the British and the runaway slaves from the plantation. So they have their own, they're supposed to, once you leave that small bridge, you go across last and turn left instead of going around.
Yep.
Once you go across that bridge.
The bridge where if you went straight and you're going down the rafters?
No. No, no, no. When you go
further up.
Yes, when you go up, it's the last, you know, the road would have swung around and gone further around, but when you go across, now if we're going to Port Maria, so I'm on Deeper Bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Port Maria would go that way, and now we're going over the mountains. It's just entering, there's a big banana plantation on the left and then copying, so when you enter the moor town there,
yes.
When you enter, it's a bridge that's very narrow.
Yes.
And you can see that's been there for a very long time. And then there is a boxing plantation. Now once you go over that bridge and turn in that road, that all those lands, there are no taxations being collected by government for those lands. They belong to the maroons. If there is to be light, water, or road, it should be done by the maroons. But they don't pay taxes.
Right.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Well, I knew that they were sovereign in some way.
Yes.
But I hadn't known that they were sovereign from taxation.
Yes. Yes, they don't pay taxation. Like, if you see light there, they will ask permission of the maroons, like the colonel, that if they bring such a service in, that it would be accepted, they pay for the service. So that's how the electricity went in. Because it's a private enterprise, you know, and they will go in, they'll offer a service and charge for it. Water and so forth, I think the maroons handle that part, but I think they have rivers and springs there that I think are being dammed and water is being led through pipes from that, I think so. I don't think the Water Commission goes in there. I'm not sure of the latest happening. But I know the public service that goes in is a private enterprise and we're given permission to come in by them. So I think one of the things we started wanting to do was to put up a regenerating plant in there, which would have given light to the area, put up an antenna that would have brought telephone into the area because of the location of it there. Things like that. I think that's mainly what they had planned for there. Now this is the road going through the mountains, which is called the junction. Large banana plantation on this flat land here. And it's a very big establishment. It's owned by I think the United Companies from England, I think they have not completely monopoly, obviously they have most shares in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of bananas planted on this black there when it mostly goes back towards the prison there where the black is much black. Hundreds of Eastern banana. Eastern banana is the natural name of it, but I know it's a of the United States country over there. Hundreds of Eastern banana. But I like these drives, especially early in the morning or late in the afternoon. You can feel, if you put your hands out, that it's the coolest of the temperature. Feel it? There is a river that runs from the top of the mountains to the ocean inside us here. And the ocean, the wind from the ocean would follow the river up. And the cold winds from the mountains will come down and follow the coast of the river down. Now when those two winds meet, the warm air from the ocean coming up and the cold air from the mountains coming down, condensation takes place. So if we're passing through here, let's say earlier on, 4, 5, 6, 6:30, maybe even up to 7, you would run into another fog. The condensation of cold, you know. But it's a pleasant ride, I like it. It's always nice and cool. It's always nice and cool. And for me, see the river?
Yeah.
When this river is active, you can see the repercussion of where it was, see?
Yeah.
In other words, it may have risen 8-10 feet above the level of where it was there. Because if you look on the overall over there, all those, you see that? It has risen way up to there. That's much more than 10 feet. That may be 12 or 15 feet from the sea, from the water level. But this river can be quite a heavy river because it is being fed by a lot of tributaries from the mountains that is coming from the Blue Mountains and the adjoining mountain ranges.
What is the name of this river?
It has different names in different areas. In some areas it's called Ugly River because how it looks when it's in motion. In some areas it's called Brown River because you know it has a brownish look from the top soil which is washed away and down into it. So in different villages along the riverbanks here, there are different names for it. It's not just one name given to it. There may be one name given to it biologically from the conservationists. But I know it by the names of different villages where I see the name, you know, on posts, signposts. And so they may have a name. I know it can be a very, very heavy river. It doesn't affect the roadway. What affects the roadway is where the tributaries come down. Where the tributaries come down from the mountains, they will run across the road, you know?
Can I see?
Yes. You can see different areas. I'm going to show you different areas where see where the river had come down through a tributary and come across the road. See, this is one. See?
Yeah.
And they're trying to clean out the silt that had filled up that that culvert which takes water across the road. There's another one. There's several along the ridges. But all these tributaries will come down and join into the river, making the river much bigger. But I like to drive here because it keeps me on my P's and Q's. You cannot relax. You have to be with it. Here's another big tributary here. Come down through there and come across here and across here. But what is dangerous here is that when the rain falls very heavily, there can be landslides because over a period of time, if there's a drought, the land becomes very dry and cracky. When the rain starts to fall, it's a shale type of a rock, and the water will soak down and slide, you know? So there's a lot of landslides in the area when it's very heavy. Here's another heavy water here. All these bends here have deep water, of course. Here's another big one here. That's here. Ding, 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 ding. Find water coming from the mountains along the east, but the mountains are much further in, so the water will be visible.
Going into that area.
and extending even further up, going into the Comfort Castle. And surrounding areas there, in the valley there. A lot of coffee being produced here.
How big an area do the Maroons throw?
I am not sure of the acreages of it, but I know it's the land in the Moortown area, and I think it goes far back as far as an area called Cornwall Barracks. That's to the back of the Moortown area.
And how many people live in the Moortown area?
I would think the Moortown area may have a population of about between 3,000 to 5,000. Yes. A lot of them live not just in the where you pass going down to the Moortown, but further back. That there is still another village which is not quite as big as the Moortown, but Irby, look at that landscape. See what I mean? Huh? But I told you what happened. The tree roots will hold the thing, but if you look at it, it's a shale type of a thing. There's a rock formation, but on top of it is a shale. So once you have heavy rains, it will soak into it and then landslide. This water is utilized. It's coming up from underground. It's a spring there. As far as I think it can be used for drinking purposes.
Have you been to Moortown political meetings?
Well, I don't.
You've never seen their government kind of at work?
No. I don't think they have a... When political meetings are taking place, I don't know. I don't know if they vote. I don't know. That's just for... with... because... what would they be getting out of voting? You follow what I mean? So if they don't have a representative governing, so what would they really be deriving by voting?
Well, they might have some decisions to make.
I don't know. I've never really... when I know that when you go around and go further into the mountains, like going around to areas like Millbank, Comfort Castle, other areas around there, they vote because they're not considered in the Moortown area, although some of the Maroons do live around there. They're not considered. I really don't know. I don't think the people in the Moortown area vote. I don't really know. I'm not going to say no. I don't think I've ever heard of them having a representative who would represent them for anything because of their status. So, I don't think they vote.
So how do people define themselves as Maroons? What is the criteria for being a Maroon?
From their ancestors who normally was given that parents who lived in that area.
So you would not consider yourself to be a Maroon?
No.
And that's because you have no forebears
coming out of Maroons. No, there are Maroons that had left the area and lived, like, let's say in the mountains here, but like in other villages. You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
And their descendants would be Maroons, but they would only be able to derive their benefits if they moved back into the prescribed area that was given to them. You know what I mean? Once they move out, although they're descendants of the Maroons, they would not enjoy that unless they move back into that area. Because I know of Maroons that lives in the Comfort Castle here. By the way, I know of some... you may not be yourself or your organization interested, but if you ever find anybody who's interested in land, the coffee plantfield. It's further in than the mortal. It's the comfort castle area. I hope you have good coffee land. Good land. There's a nice, there was a 5-bedroom house there, a concrete structure, but Gilbert had taken off the roof, and it had been vandalized since, because the original owners who lived in that area died, but their ancestors who have inherited the property lives in Kingston and is trying hard to sell the land. It's a lot of land, but it's good coffee land, and a lot of it is very flat. And we were in this pasture, can be used for development, housing development, or anything like that. I know these people that have this land here. Saying to me that if I ever meet anyone interested in land in that area, I should mention it to them. Seventh-day Adventist, Castleton.
Know anything at all about the marijuana business in Jamaica?
Yeah. Anything about the marijuana business? Specifically what you mean?
Who owns the land?
That one.
In Westmoreland, where high grade
No.
Grown.
No. I don't. And for one reason I don't, it's because I'm not from that area. You're following what I mean?
Yep.
It's not an area that I even visit. Yes. Now, my job takes me into, like, the more commercial areas, like, you know, Cherias, you know, Montego Bay, Kingston, and so. Because of that, I am not really familiar with the area. No, not really familiar with the area. I know of the area. I've heard of it. I know people who purchase stuff from the area. That sort of a thing, but I don't really know. Because I lived in that area, I'm more familiar with it and more. It bent down and came all the way up there, oh hi, you know what I mean? You can imagine how devastating it was, because that river can rise 15 or 20 feet above the level that it is now. It has to be quite forceful and, you know, destructive, very destructive.
Gas in Jamaica now.
I can tell you about diesel, because that's what I use.
Diesel.
This is a diesel.
Diesel. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a diesel. It's called an improved diesel. The Japanese are great at making small things. Find that the makers of diesel in the United States and England and wherever they make diesel, they make very good diesel at the big ones, but they're not good at the very little ones. Like in motor cars and small vans, but these are paid up. But this van do not operate like a diesel. It's more like a gas diesel. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's so peppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't believe it's a diesel, it's a diesel. But it's an improved diesel. My diesel is about about 30 Jamaican dollars per litre. And there's 5 liters to a gallon. There's 35 350 is 150 Jamaican dollars per gallon.
And what would gasoline be?
Gasoline is much more expensive than that. Gasoline could be about $60-$70 per litre. Yeah. It's quite high. I have heard even in the east it's quite high. And find that I think it's the importers who's really making it, because you know how our economy is being run is that everybody's on the team. The high man to the very top, which I guess you have learned that. You know that already. Don't care who you're dealing with, from the Prime Minister down, you know, is always stretching a hand or expecting to be compensated, to be given something for whatever he does, whether it's in his line of duty or not. The more you give, the more you receive. And that's how it is. And a lot of these people have the grand choice of importing products into the country, give a part of their profit to the people who give the license. So they have the right to write the code according to the legal line at any state. And don't worry, you argue about it, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to see what they say. For instance, when the bulk oil that they buy goes up, we get an increase. But when it goes down, we don't get a decrease. It stays where it is. And once it rises again, we get another increase. You know, I have lived outside of Jamaica for a while. Anything is possible. You can get anything done if you're deciding to pay for it. anything at all. And the quicker we realize that, better it is for us. You don't worry, go and say, well, you're going to be patriotic and you're going to be this and that. No, it doesn't work. I'll take my, I used to pay $5. For what is called an examination fee at the revenue to have my vehicle being passed, examined and passed by the authorities, the licensing authorities, who is a government agency. And the government moved the $5 from $5 to now I'm paying $500 for an examination fee. I used to pay $100 per year for my gun license. The last time I paid, $2,500. And when...
Jamaican.
And when I asked, and other people like myself asked, why are you raising the price of a gun license? Let's take a gun license. So high. Oh, we're trying to keep the illegal guns off the road. I said, well, don't tell me that, because the illegal guns don't pay. So when you're rising the price of it, you're putting it to a height that the license firearm holder who cannot afford it will have to give up his license and being at the mercy of the gunman. So I said, you know, that's not a reasonable excuse. You're rising because you want to keep, no, the illegal gun people don't pay. No. Yeah, I'm ashamed. And when I pay the $5 and I take my vehicle to the exam, if I don't be generous and give the examiner money, although my vehicle is in proper working condition, he will pressure me. He will withhold my license. He can find a million and one things to withhold my license for.
So how much do you have to pay him?
Oh, $50 US, or is it sometimes $100? But the 50 is to be given, not even less than that. And you use it through what he says, when you buy your lunch, when you buy a drink, because I don't really get to meet you that often for us to sit and have a drink. You don't use a term like you're driving, but if you don't do it, last time I went down there, things are very bad with us. Because of the happenings in the States, we have been having a lot of visitors, you know? And this is just my field. I don't really do anything else. I don't hardly do normal local work. I do work in customer. And I didn't have $50 to put in his hand. And when he didn't receive the $50 and he couldn't find anything wrong with the vehicle, he used a term to me. He said, you know, this morning when I left, boy and you know, these women or something else, my wife went into my pocket and took everything out of my pocket, not even a lunch money she needs. You hear the terminology? He doesn't come straight out and says, you gotta give me your money. I said to him, damn it, you're very fortunate. You had something in your pocket for your wife to take out. I said, my wife wouldn't have found anything in my pocket because I haven't got anything, because you know the field I work in, it has been months, more than 2 months that I haven't worked. You know what I mean? And he said to me, you know, you shouldn't have the side seats on, the little small seats to the side. Now, I bought the van with the side small seats. And always I have licensed my van. I licensed my van for the small seats. He's saying to me now that they're not accepted by law. I said, all right, I'll go home and keep them off. I didn't have the back seat in because I take the back seat out unless I have that amount of guests to really use, because I use here for carrying of luggages, you know. But if I do have more guests, I'll put the back seat in. And so he's still worrying about the money. He said he's going to pass the vehicle. I said, look, don't really pass if it needs something to be done. And I said, I am very fussy about my vehicle, and if there is something wrong with it, mechanically or otherwise, that I don't know about, and I wouldn't address it if I know about it. But when you say it needs a shock absorber, it needs a knuckle, it needs a ball joint, or the tires are too smooth, hell, I'm going to change it because it's for my benefit also, not just me. So I say, I'm glad when you find something wrong and you tell me about it. So don't just pass it because, anyhow, he decides, because I've always been giving it, he decides he's going to pass it here or not. So I can look for you one of the days. We'll come down and buy me a lunch for the day. Yeah. Well, it's when something is digital that corrupt. So this guy to show you how it is. He's in a job which is being paid by the government to do a service. But he is taxing me and others that come by. Even if you're alright, you can go for a driver's license and you can drive like a person who's been driving for many, many years. You still have to give him the money. Otherwise, he will keep you pending for the license for months. You'll go and he'll find some damn thing wrong to put you off, and you'll go and come back. And he'll go and keep going and coming, until he frustrates you.
So, $50 again?
No. If you're going for a driver's license, that's much. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. That can involve $200, $300. No, hell no. A private license, maybe about $200, but if it's a general driver's license like I have, if you can drive bigger vehicles and more people that operates publicly, no, you have to give him more than that, $400 for that. The worst thing, if you're insisting, you know, you will get it without giving him money, up to wait about 6 to 8 months, and if you take the matter to higher authorities, he's going to have reasonable excuse why he's not picking you. So he didn't pass this. is not good enough for this, and most of it is left to his decision, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the authorities higher than his things, they give him that power of making his decision, and they know, you know, the bigger authorities, but I think whatever he's earning is being shared among him and his superiors. Because a lot of people have called him on the talk shows, talk about it. They have written up about it. And all they do is that they remove him from one traffic station, like in Port Antonio to Kingston, or to Oshawa, and send another one there. But you're not getting away, because it is unique to all of them. So the other one comes. Don't believe that you're going to go there and get away. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to be asked. Just, you know, just proving a point that whatever you want to be done in Jamaica can be done as long as you're willing to pay the price. And as long as you know who to give it to, then you can't give it to the person who is supposed to give it to, because they're not going to trust you. They'll have somebody at the lower bracket there who will take it from you. Middleman, take something out of it and give it to him. So he cannot pinpoint top man. But I guess you have already learned that, haven't you?
So how does someone who's not familiar with the system figure out what the right price is?
You have to ask. You mean like down there?
Yeah.
Oh, he has henchmen. When you go there and you're being turned down, somebody comes and says, what's up, man? Get you? Yes, sir. And says, so and so. Boy, and then you have to know the man. I know the man, and I can guess how we're seeing, you know. You can really look out and get something you need. And then you turn the city to the events that were to me. You would have to get something, man. Boy, go. Then he will say to you, well, give me a. So and so, no, I can give something out of it, but he's making sure that if he wants. $50, he's going to ask you for $75 because he wants $25. He knows he has to give him 50. Or there's always this thing, though. You see, it's for like myself, who was brought up under the British regime, it was them like that, different. And if you still believe that regime exists, you're fooling yourself. You know, you'll never ever get anywhere. You'll never get anywhere. What's happened? Be with the system as it is. So even the same copy board that you spoke about there. It's a monopoly. If you're willing to pay the price, but it all depends when you pay the price, if it's worth it for you. When you learn this, anything at all is possible. You may not know how, but slight inquiry, you'll find out. Can't be done. I have had investors who want to bring in certain things and utilize things and so on. Tried it and was denied the license. And after a while, then they knew who was to talk to and paid what was to be paid. They didn't even have to go back, they just made an application and license. If you must find